Amen. If you don't have a Bible tonight, if you'll just raise your hand, one of these brethren over here will take you a Bible. So please, if you do not have a Bible, hold your hand up. We want everybody to have a Bible tonight that can read and understand the Word of God. Don't be embarrassed. Just hold your hand up. Turn around, shake some people's hands. Tell them, praise the Lord. Glad to have them in the house of God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Glad to have you with us. I remember that time Brother Shields was talking about, Brother Rex and I trying to push him in the lake. We preached a revival for him. That's been a long time ago. It's been long enough to go. That Mountain Valley bottled water was 5 cents a big bottle. So you know that was... He got it for 5 cents anyhow. Praise the Lord. We're glad to have him with us. Praise God. Everybody is glad to be here. Said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We want the Lord to have His way. Now, we ask you to give God a chance tonight. I am no greater than the Word of God. If you will not listen to it, you will not listen to me. If it bores you, I will bore you. No question about it. I have cast my lot with His Word. There's no eloquence can soar higher than the lofty heights of the Word of God. For it is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to read tonight from several passages of Scripture for a text. I don't do this often, but I will tonight. We will begin reading with Romans 15, verse 4, then 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, then Hebrews 2, verses 1 through 4, and then we'll pitch our tent in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. Now, if you want to go ahead to Ezekiel 37, I'll meet you there in a few minutes. Okay.
All right. That's good.
But first of all, I'd like to read Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we might through patience and comfort of the Scriptures have hope.
Yes.
Everybody say hope.
Hope.
Romans 6:24 said we're saved by hope. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, speaking of the past. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first was spoken by the Lord and was confirmed by them that heard Him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Tonight, I want to preach to you a visit to Ezekiel's boneyard.
Let's go.
In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God.
We need a revival.
Yes, sir.
You need a personal revival.
Sure.
We need a moving of the Spirit of God.
Sure.
These bones, these feelings, these emotions, these attitudes,
right,
these personalities, these outlooks, these inlooks, these outreaches,
right,
every phase and facet of our lives needs a touch of the Spirit of God.
Glory to God.
We need a visit from the Holy Ghost.
Right, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you quickly, it takes God to bring this about.
Sure does.
John 3:27, a man can receive nothing except to be given to him from heaven.
Right.
I have no magic formula, no abracadabra, no open sesame. I am not a magician. I am not one who can work miracles. I am but a man, flesh and blood, with feelings as you have. But I got a God that's bigger than any problem and any situation this world may have. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
From above.
And cometh down from the Father of lights. Everybody say, cometh down.
Cometh down.
Not worketh up. Cometh down. We can pray a revival down when we cannot work a revival up. Oh, we may supercharge our emotionalism and the cadence of the music may become so fast. We say, wow, we've got it together tonight. But after it's all over, there will be no residue of goodness. There will be no lingering perfume of divine sweetness. It will be nothing but a ringing in our ears. Oh, God, send a revival down.
Hallelujah.
Cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. No variableness, neither shadow of turning. The prayer of the prophet is my prayer. In Isaiah 64:1, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My prayer tonight is somehow He'll push back the stars. Somehow He'll come down the Milky Way and constellations. Somehow right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, He'll walk these streets. He'll bless our hearts. And He'll visit this church with the one God tongue talking Holy Ghost deliverance revival. The kind that makes you dress right, live right, walk right, talk right, and die right.
Yeah.
Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens.
Glory.
That thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth the fire, causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence.
Yes.
When thou didst terrible things which we...
1, 2, 3... Always throwing bricks, 7, 8, 9. He missed me every time. Hallelujah.
But Calvary, it's in the book, it's signed, it's sealed. All we got to do is pay the price, and He'll deliver the goods. He'll deliver the goods. I hadn't seen nor you heard what God can do for us. I believe we can see, and I'm back this up by Scripture. We can see the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb talk. Leprosy can be cured. Cirrhosis of the liver can be cured. Cancer can be cured. Don't look at me that way. I serve a miracle-working God. not seen nor ear heard. Let me tell you, I'm looking for a wonderful revival. How about looking together with me? It happened back there. It can still happen today.
Sure.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 and 8. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Malachi 3, 6. I believe He's absolutely unchangeable. Oh, halamayaka, sandalamayaka, siya, He's able. My God, I'm not standing up here playing with adjectives. I'm not tiptoeing through the tulips of your imagination. I'm not trying to tickle the fancy of your intelligence. I'm not trying to paint mental pictures. I want an apostolic Holy Ghost move of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Come on. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness.
Yes.
Those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. There's none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take a hold of thee, O God. For thou hast hid thy face from us, because thou hast hid thy face from us. That's the lack of revival. His face is hid because of your sin. O God, if you'll repent of your filthy sin tonight, he won't hide his face anymore.
Bless God.
You can look on him and feel his blessing. Hallelujah! Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Now, O Lord, thou art our Father. I'm glad to know he's my Father tonight,
yeah,
aren't you? We are thy people. Thou art our Potter. We are all the work of thy hand.
Uh-huh.
Be not wroth very sore, O Lord. Be not wroth very sore, O Lord. Neither remember iniquity forever. There's not a man living, sitting, or standing woman here tonight. But what if he marked iniquity, none would stand.
Oh,
I'm so glad for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1, 7.
Amen.
I'm glad for redemption in his blood. Ephesians 1, 7. Colossians 1, 14. I'm glad I wasn't redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. Thank God I've been washed in the blood. Revelation 1, 5. In his blood. Hallelujah. You don't have to hide his face from me anymore. Thank you, Jesus. How many are glad for Calvary tonight? Oh, God, I must hurry on. I must hurry on. And here the prophet is crying and praying for a move of God. Behold, see, we beseech thee. We are all thy people.
Yes.
Thy holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house where our fathers praised thee is burned up with fire, and all of our pleasant things are laid waste. Oh, God, they were needing a revival. America needs revival. Politicians are not the answer. Education is not the answer. Ivy-covered towers of learning is not the answer. Money will not solve problems of social life. Hear me, my brother. It's going to take a real move of old-time power, Holy Ghost power, to give us the revival we need.
Amen.
How many would love to see one of those kind of Holy Ghost revivals? Raise your hand and wave it and say hallelujah.
Glory.
Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? O God, rend the heavens and come down tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to me. God carried a man out one day and showed him a picture of his people. In Ezekiel 37, the Bible said, "The hand of the Lord was upon me." If I could pray a prayer tonight, I would pray every one of us would feel the hand of God upon us in this revival. I pray your plannings, your programmings, your itineraries, the things you're going to do the next few days and weeks will take into account this revival. Take into account a Holy Ghost move that somehow you will say, God, put your hand on me. Put your hand on me, God. When I get up in the morning, all day long, keep your hand on me, Lord. Help me to be spiritually minded. Help me to be cognizant that we need a move of the Holy Ghost in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah.
Lord.
How many love to feel the hand of God? The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones.
Yeah.
Ezekiel took a trip and he came to a valley full of bones, verse 2, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley.
Yeah.
And lo, they were very dry.
Yeah.
Ezekiel took a walking tour of the valley.
Glory.
Everywhere he could see was disconnected bones. Thigh bones, head bones, back bones, leg bones, arm bones.
Yes.
Disconnected, not in the proper place. Everything out of joint. Nothing working right. No synchronization. And as he walked around that valley, everywhere he looked was bones. Bones not where they ought to be. Oh my God, that's the problem today. Nobody seems to be what God wants them to be. But oh God, if we could conquer the natural self and say, God, use me the way you want to use me.
Hallelujah.
Ezekiel said, and lo, they were very dry. Listen to me. I'm telling you, I'm sick up to here with the rattle of dry bones of intellectual conceit. Listen, I believe God's not pleased with dry bones in the pulpit. Dry bones on the piano. And dry bones on the organ. And dry bones in the choir director. And dry bones in the choir. And dry bones in the nursery. And dry bones in the educational department. And dry bones in the adult class. And the leaders are rattling dry bones. The ritualism, the formalism, having its way. Listen to me. All Ezekiel could see was bones, and they were very dry. I love conformity to the Word of God. But 2 Timothy 3:5 said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Don't mess around with that kind of people. All they got is form. Someone says, well, God, He don't have to have all kinds of loudness. He don't have to have all kinds of noise. He's not deaf. Well, my Bible said in Psalms 98, verse 4, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise. 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 And rejoice and sing praise. No, sir. God's not deaf, but He's not nervous either. Hallelujah! You can be left with nothing but formalism, nothing but ritualism, and sophisticated mental gadgetry that can manipulate the minds of men and conform them to your ideologies and your philosophies of life and your so-called stupefied theology. Oh, yes! With your electrified Dale Carnegie personality, men will follow you. They'll dog your footsteps. But where are you leading them? Down the primrose path of conformity. I say what we need is a visitation of the power, 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 power. My God, we need the power. We need the power. We need power in the pulpit, power in the pew, power in the choir, power in the orchestra, power in the educational department, power. Hallelujah! Now I'm laying the groundwork. I want to have revival. The first few nights may be a lot of tearing down, but I intend to get to bedrock, and I intend by the grace of God not to build a skyscraper on a dollhouse foundation. Hallelujah. I'm not sailing an ocean liner in a backyard mud puddle. Brother, I intend by the grace of God, we want revival.
Sure.
So let's tear out all the facades. Let's tear out all the pretense. Let's get down to bedrock. Search my heart. Search my life! Am I committed to Christ and Calvary? Hallelujah!
Glory, 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 glory.
We got no time. formality.
Right.
Paul said, 2 Corinthians 5:13, for whether we be beside ourselves, it's to God. Mm-hmm. Amen? I preached the other day in Athens, Georgia, and Brother Patterson told me they were having such a good service one day. It spilled out in the lawn of the church. It was at night. People were shouting, praising the Lord all in front of the church. There's a highway went by the church. And a fellow happened to come by that day, and they were all around as we Pentecostals do. Someone is getting extra blessing, you know. We kind of get around and rejoice with them. Yeah. This fellow happened to come by about the time one fellow fell down, and his eyes popped out as he watched, and he tried to get up again. His story was that when he got up, it looked like the crowd was pushing him back down again. Of course, we know what pushed him back down. Amen. And then everybody was kind of, you know, laughing a little bit, you know, because they love to see people get a blessing. The next day, the fellow said, I'll never go out there. You'll never get me to go out there. Why, one poor fellow tried to get up, and they pushed him back down. And then they all stood around and laughed at him. Oh, my God. We may seem awkward, unorthodox. We may be like a square peg in your round hole. And we may not fit your understanding of spiritual ideas and the way a church ought to run. But I'm a one-God tongue-talking apostolic tonight. And I want to see the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We prepare our lives like we're going to live as old as Methuselah here on earth. I said a long time ago, I'd rather be a blazing meteor that streaks across the sky and lights up his generation but for a few years than the twinkle of some far-flung star in a remote corner of a universe never looked upon by telescope. What are you dying? What are we dying? Let's have revival. Let's have revival. Let's have revival. Hallelujah. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
So don't you look at me. We get beside ourselves. It's to God. Swing on the chandeliers. Walk up and down the aisle. Jump up and shout, hoop and holler. Hallelujah. Let the Lord have His way. Praise the Lord. Let's just raise our hands and praise Him right now. All right, a few more scriptures. We do have scriptures for what we do.
Uh-huh.
Don't sit there and look at us like that. Psalm 47:1 said, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shouting to God with the voice of triumph.
Right.
We got Bible for clapping our hands.
Right.
Have you got Bible for sitting on yours?
Right.
The Bible said in Hebrews 12:12, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down. 1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore let men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Where's your Bible for holding them down? Praise be to God! You say you got the Holy Ghost. You say you were brought at Calvary. Where's your Bible for not worshiping God? Hallelujah, hallelujah! Amen!
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We got Bible for singing. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. I know they say you're crazy and you talk to yourself, but you ain't talk to yourself like you do when you got the Holy Ghost. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Yeah.
I love Rock of Ages. I love Amazing Grace. I love How Great Thou Art. I love the Love of God song. Don't misunderstand me. I'm from Indiana. I appreciate the deep moving of the Spirit of God. But a ship can't stay out in the deep all the time. We have to go to harbor every now and then. And I still love to sing a good old fast song too. Hallelujah. By and by when the morning comes, when we all get to heaven and I saw the light or whatever. Praise be to God. Spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. It was said of the early church in Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Psalms 48:1 said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Right.
Now you may look around you and say, that codger don't deserve any praise.
Yeah.
Or that old gal don't deserve any words of adoration. You may look around and say, I know this one, I know that one, I know the other one. They're no count, no good, not worth pot on lead to blow them to you know where. And all of that. But listen, that may be so as far as man, but not with God.
Right.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Right.
And His greatness is unsearchable. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. You're in His city. Psalms 134 tells me, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands, verse 2 said, in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. This is God's house. There's no dice rolling, no card playing, no honky-tonking, no beer guzzling, no whiskey sipping, no adultery, fornication, uncleanness going on here. This is the temple. His name's here. His Spirit is here. Let's lift up our hands in the sanctuary and let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah! The Lord that made heaven and earth bless thee out of Zion.
Yes.
Goes on and on, and I'm just got to hurry now. Psalms 100 said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come on, let's see them teeth.
Lord.
Come on now, serve the Lord with gladness. Some of you say, oh, I just don't know if I'm going to make it another step or not. Preacher, this load that I'm carrying, you don't know the burden I'm under. Listen, I've got a God, no matter what happens in life. 1 John 4:4 said, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Listen to this. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. How dare you fold yourself, your hands on your chest of self-accomplishment, and flip out them suspenders and say, look what I've done, and strut like some proud Nebuchadnezzar on your overhanging balcony of accomplishment and say, look what I've built. Listen to me! Every one of us here has to say like Paul, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Oh, to God be the glory. To God be the honor. To God be the praise. Hallelujah! It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generation. 150 Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery heart. Praise Him with the timbrel of dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. That's verse number 6. Have you got breath? Then praise the Lord tonight. Praise ye the Lord. I love to praise Him, don't you? I love to praise Him, don't you? I love to praise Him, don't you? Psalm 47 and verse 6 said, sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Hallelujah. Sing praises with understanding. Oh, hallelujah. I understand who my God is. Psalms 113 tells me, verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Praise Him, oh ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord from henceforth and forever. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. Praise! Praise! I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Yes, sir! That's my commission! Let's give Him another hand clap. Come on now. Hallelujah. So Ezekiel walked around that valley. And all he could see was dry bones. My. God, what'd you ever send me here for? Valley of dry bones. Caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in open valley, and lo, they were very dry. There's nothing more electrifying, nothing more magnificent, nothing more super colossal, nothing more dynamic, nothing more terrific, nothing more magnificent, nothing more wonderful than a beautiful Holy Ghost service, a Pentecostal apostolic service. But there's nothing more dead and dry and dusty and cold as a funeral and a tomb as a Pentecostal church that won't clap their hands and stomp their feet and run the aisles for Jesus when the Holy Ghost moves. Amen! 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 were very dry.
Very dry.
And he said unto me, Son of man,
yes.
Can these bones live? Brother Saban said, by the reflection of the voice, you give the answer a lot of time.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it. Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, Oh, Lord God, thou knowest. Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, Oh, Lord God, thou knowest.
Hallelujah. That's better.
But I still detect in Ezekiel's mind a perilous, seemingly hopeless situation.
Yeah.
It was going to take a resurrection. It was going to take a moving of something beyond man's ability. It was going to take something beyond the pale of human mind.
Right.
A visitation was going to have to be made from another world.
Right.
And God, you're the one that knows if they can live. Oh, I preached revival in church after church, and I felt a little bit like Ezekiel. Oh, Lord God, thou knowest. Amen.
Yeah.
You reflect by your attendance, by your exuberance, by your willingness, by your determination to have revival, whether you want revival. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord God, thou knowest. How many want revival? Raise your hand and wave it. Have you got someone you'd like to see Jesus bring in this revival? Wave your hand for him right now. Have you got something you would like to be healed of? Wave your hand for him right now. Oh, Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them. You see, we got this quartet coming with 79 band instruments.
Yeah.
And there's this fellow that can come pull rabbits out of the hat. Bones, hold on a little while. We've got all this understanding from the telescopes and test tubes.
Yeah.
We'll have the answer for you in just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be, I really am trying to pull these horns back as far as I can pull them. You see, I am firmly convinced we got but one hope.
Uh-huh.
One and one alone.
Mm-hmm.
One and one alone.
Right.
Say unto them, Oh, ye dry bones!
Yeah.
Hear the word of the Lord.
That's it.
Can you imagine picking up a skull with eyeless sockets? Hear the word of the Lord. Picking up an ear.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Picking up a hand, an arm. Hey, arm. God, you sent me some crazy places to preach, but this is the craziest. Down in this valley of disconnected, disjointed bones, they ain't got it together, Lord. You talk about people that's out of pocket and out of socket. Well, them people down there, they don't know anything. Well, they got the head over there and the backbone's over there and the legs over here. They don't know. All right, beat it down there. All you got to do, you don't have to worry about anything else. Now, I know you're rough, uncouth, unpolished, unsophisticated, and you don't have too many smarts. But Ezekiel's but one thing you got to do, and don't ever forget it. Just pick them up and say, Oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. And I'll do the rest. Woo! Hallelujah! You know what I feel by the Holy Ghost? And this microphone cord stops me. I feel like tiptoeing down these aisles and just whispering in your ear, Hear the word of the Lord. Amen. not some tilitating gossip, not some tidbit of maliciousness, not slandering of someone's character, not assassinating someone's reputation, but I just feel like whispering in your ear, here's the word of the Lord. 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 Woo! Hallelujah! Listen, there's nothing going to get the job done like the Word of God.
Right.
Brother, I'm telling you, some preacher's sermons ought to be in the... Well, if heaven ever does publish a newspaper, their sermons will be in the comic strips.
Yeah.
They administer laughing gas for the painless extraction of sin. They think to tell a good joke with a timely punchline substitutes for the gospel. Oh, we're spoiled. Some of us second, third generation Pentecost. We know so much about it. If some preacher comes through with long frock tails and tells some tidbit of good joke, nah, he's got it. Let me tell you, Pentecost, we're in a world that needs to hear the word of the Lord. Let me tell you, church at Pine Bluff, your answer is not in beautiful buildings, in carpet, in a big church. Your answer in unanimity and unanimous consent. You'll say, Brother Rutledge, when you stand behind that pulpit, without fear or favor, preach us the word of God. Preach us the word of God.
Wow, Lord, my
God. Everybody said amen, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, I know I'm violating all approaches. I should be coming this thing to a close. But this is like fire down inside my bones. And I didn't have Mexican food for supper either. Amen. Brother, it just eats me up alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I'm going to hurry along now. We need to hear the word of the Lord.
Praise God.
Everybody said amen to that, I believe it.
Amen.
Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Forever.
Verse 152, concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
Forever.
Jesus. Matthew 5, 18, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Jesus. Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Oh God. Peter, 1 Peter 1 and verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and endureth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower. Grass, the grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Hallelujah! Psalms 119, verse 72. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Some of you would do better to quit working so much overtime and quit having such an insane scramble after more money just to have a bigger house with 17 bedrooms, 65 cars in the parking lot, and just come to church a little more oftener and pray a little longer and read your Bible just a little bit more. Zip-a-dee-doo-dah. Hallelujah! Brother, I'll preach it now. Amen! David said, oh, how love I thy law! Amen. It's my meditation all the day. Psalms 119:97. Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Do you want a revival or more money in the bank? Do you want a revival or another stock or bond? Do you want a revival or you just want to have more to spend? God, give us a revival! Give us a revival! Give us a revival! Give us a revival!
Hallelujah!
Amen! Everybody believe that, said amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby.
Right.
Psalms 119, verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee.
Hallelujah.
Verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Verse 130, the entrance of thy word giveth light, giveth understanding unto the simple. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Jeremiah 5 and verse 18. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this my word, behold, I'll make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them. I like to get in them kind of services. Oh, preacher, let your words be as the words of God, like tongues of fire. Scorch my soul. Burn the tinder box of my heart. Scorch out the dross. Burn up the excess. My God, preach me the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Bless God.
Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah 23:29, is not my words like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder the soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 6:17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said in John 5:39, search the Scriptures! For in them you think you have eternal life, and there they will testify me. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God told Joshua when he followed Moses in Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Isaiah said in Isaiah 34:16, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Read. Read Good Housekeeping, Time Magazine. You read your newspaper. How about the Word of God? Read it. Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Proverbs 23:23 said, buy the truth and sell it not. Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said in John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We're fixing to see a bunch of dry bones come free. We're fixing to see a resurrection. We're fixing to see something happen. Wow! Hallelujah! Everybody believes that today? Amen. Well, I can see Ezekiel now as he made his tour around the valley. Oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I did what you said to do, Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And, well, nothing happened. Kind of like one church I went by. Prayer meeting 8:30, coffee and donuts 9 o'clock. That's right, I read that sign. Amen. Another church, Sunday. For Sunday service, they had on the bulletin board, service cancels. Due to vacations. I'm glad Jesus never takes a vacation. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And the bones came together. Bone to his bone. I can see it now. He came down in the valley. A disorganized blob of skeletons and arm and leg and knee and thigh and backbone. My God, can any good come out of this mess? Hear the word of the Lord. And a skull popped up, took off across the valley. And an arm come up and took across the valley. And a foot bone started getting up a little bit. Boom! Took across the valley. They begin to find their respective parts.
Hallelujah!
Everything begin to get together, and where it ought to be.
Oh, God only knows what we're going to have, and we'll just get it together.
I can see it now. A blur of bones going hither and yonder, each finding its mate. And lo and behold, there was a noise. Oh, I would to God I could hear it tonight.
Yes.
And behold,
shaking. I'm praying. Yes, I am, like the apostles. I'm praying, like Acts 4:31, that God would shake the place. I'm praying we'll have a shaking, 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 shaking. Have you raised your hand and said, God, shake me? Come on, shake me.
Lord.
Ezekiel said, and there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together. Bone to his bone. Oh, I can see it now. I wish I could sing. For lo and behold, the foot bone got a hold of the ankle bone. And the ankle bone got a hold of the leg bone. And the leg bone got a hold of the thigh bone. And the thigh bone got a hold of the backbone. And the backbone got a hold of the shoulder bone. And the shoulder bone got a hold of the neck bone. I'd like to see that, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Some of you act like this don't happen here. Some of you, your brain's at home in the bed. Some of you, your hearts. Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Spirit prompts me, but I.
Yeah.
Jesus, I don't want to be too rough. You know, these folks want to rip off. They run me off. You say, let them run you off anyhow? Okay. Hear the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But that's the truth, folks. We need a resurrection. Be honest with this preacher. Your mind's somewhere else. Your heart's somewhere else. Your thoughts are somewhere else. Maybe even in a way, you're not here at all. My God, we need to have a resurrection. My God, we need to get it together. My God, we need to have a rebaptism.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many like to see that happen? Say, praise the Lord. And when I beheld, see, Ezekiel's one of them peeking preachers.
Yeah.
He's going to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And when I beheld, hallelujah, something happened. I believe God can make it happen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I believe He wants to make it happen.
Right.
And I want to see it happen.
Right.
Do you want to see it happen? You young people want to see a revival?
Hallelujah.
Raise your hands and worship God.
Hallelujah.
You young people, raise your hands and worship God. You folks want to see revival? Raise your hands and worship God if you do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Ezekiel preached his sermon to those bones. He told them, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God. Behold, and you know what happened? If God does something, it's done right.
Right.
I cannot save you. I cannot put you where you ought to be. But the Holy Ghost can put you where you ought to be. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause sinews to come upon you and will bring up flesh upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put my spirit in you and you shall live. Yes, sir. He did just that when Ezekiel prophesied to him. When Ezekiel prophesied as he was commanded, the dry bones came together, bone to his bone, and Ezekiel got the startalization of his life. When I beheld, lo, amen, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. Yes, sir! They had the sinews, they had the flesh, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them.
Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. I see.
They were still flat on their back, stretched out like a bunch of dumb bunnies. Eyes but couldn't see, ears but couldn't hear, tongues but couldn't talk, legs but couldn't walk, hearts but couldn't beat, hands but couldn't clap. Sounds like some of our churches. They were super efficient, highly organized. The sinews, the flesh, and the skin had got together in the right place.
Yeah.
Everything was there. The presses were humming. The mimeograph machine was working overtime. The whole place was efficiently organized. Everything was in its place. My! But it smelled of dry rot.
All right.
There was no breath in them.
No breath.
Let me tell you, and I mean it with a heart full of love, but brother, we can programize, we can institutionalize, we can educationalize, we can philosophize, and we can, with our finite minds, do all the tricks that can keep a church smooth like a piece of machinery. But if she's got no breath in it,
oh God.
If she's got no spirit in it, what we got is a monstrosity, is a spiritual Frankenstein. What we got on our hands is man-made, and anything man-made will pass away. Oh God, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So God had told these bones previous, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. Now will I send you upon you and bring a flesh upon you and cover you with skin, put breath in you and ye shall live. So I prophesied as I was commanded, as I prophesied there was noise, behold, shaking bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, sinew and the flesh came up upon them, skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. I look at some of you. You know how to walk and talk, come in and go out. You know what place in the church is yours. You know how to sing the C note and the F note and the D note and the sharp and the flat. You know how to cross the T and dot the I. Oh, I've already detected it. I've got some of y'all's number already. You're super efficient. You're super organized. But what you need is a touch of the Holy Ghost like you've never had.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
But they had no breath in them.
No breath.
Then said he unto me, son of man, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind.
Yeah.
Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.
Uh-huh.
Now, first of all, you sent me down to preach a bunch of skulls. Leg bones and arm bones and knee bones and back bones. They couldn't even say amen. Now you tell me to go out and preach to the wind.
Praise God.
God does things in mysterious ways sometimes.
Hallelujah.
Ezekiel, prophesy to the wind.
Hallelujah.
Son of man, prophesy and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds. Oh, breath, and breathe, and breathe upon these slain, that they might live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet. An exceeding great army. Oh, my God! I'd like to see some of you on your feet sometimes, except at the Kmart Blue Light Special. I'd like to see some of you on your feet sometimes, except washing your car. I'd like to see some of you on your feet sometimes in the church house, saying, preach it, preacher, sing it, singer. Whoa! Hallelujah! Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Can you see it now?
Yeah.
The breath came into them and they lived and stood up. The machine started working.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a glob of human ingenuity. It wasn't just something beautiful to look upon. But it had a heartbeat. It had a feeling. The lungs started heaving. The arms started moving. The eyes started blinking. The ears started hearing. And the legs started moving. It had life. Life, 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 life. What's church without life? What's Bible without life? What's songs without life? What's sermons without life? What's an organ without life? What's piano without life? What's a choir without life? What's a Sunday school teacher without life? What's a preacher without life? Hallelujah! Yes, sir! Brother, I believe this with all my heart. We need a resurrection! We need a resurrection! Hallelujah!
I can see it now.
Yeah.
I don't know how many were in there, but there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's just say 100,000. Can you see it? 200,000 eyes started blinking. 100,000 hearts started tripping like a hammer. 200,000 arms started raising their hands. 200,000 legs stood up and said, we're ready to march. It uses the military term, an exceeding great army. Brother, you ain't got a church if you got a church full of deadbeats. You ain't got a church if you got a church full of skulls and dry bones and jointless arms and sockless eyes and hearless ears. Hallelujah. You ain't got a church. You got a number. But if you got a crowd that'll blink their eyes and listen with their ears, and their hearts will pound, and their legs will march, and they'll say, let's go for Jesus. Let's go for Jesus. Let's go for Jesus. Brother, you've got an army. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. On their feet, an exceeding great army.
Right.
I would to God we had an army in this revival instead of a bunch of babies. I would to God you'd get rid of the pacifiers and the milk bottles and the back slapping. I would to God the polish would maybe cease just a little bit. And we'd hit the prayer rooms and God revive us again.
Hallelujah.
Revive us again. Give this church a revival and begin the work in me. I don't want to sleep in no valley of dry bones. I don't want to be bleached by the thousand suns of slackness and slothfulness. I don't want to dry rot until I can feel the pulsating throb of redemption's thrill. Breathe on me, Jesus. Breathe on me, Jesus. Breathe on me, Jesus. You can put sinews and flesh and skin on me. I don't care what this people says. You can do it. Breathe on me, Jesus. Breathe on me, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I will say this in coming to a conclusion. I have felt the presence of God tonight.
Yes, God.
How many have felt the moving of the Holy Ghost?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you would like for your church to have a resurrection?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now, be honest. How many of you raise your hands and say, begin the work in me, O God. Begin the work in me. Begin the work in me. This will not appeal unless you're a serious Bible student. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel.
That's right.
Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you in the land of Israel.
Amen.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And shall put my spirit in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is the prophecy, hear me closely, of the national restoration of the people of Israel. Uttered 500 years before Christ, from the time of 606 B.C., when Nebuchadnezzar took them away to Babylon captive, they slumbered in the graveyard of nations.
That's right.
Periodically, they got to go back and rebuild the temple on a less grander scale, and Herod even rebuilt it. But they always were under the heel of a foreign oppressor. Their homeland was not their own.
For 1900 more years they wandered and slept in a graveyard of nations. But God said, I'm going to bring you out.
Praise God.
We have seen it happen in our lifetime. They've come from the graveyard of nations. Hosea 6:1, come let us return to the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. Verse 2, after 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Uttered by Hosea over 500 years. Way over 500. Some say 700 years before Christ. 2 Peter 3:8 said, Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Hosea said, after 2 days I'll revive you. In the third day I'll raise you up. After 2,000 years I'm going to raise you up. In the third 1,000th year you're going to live. It's been over 2,500 years since the prophecy. And they're beginning to live. The bones are stirring. Oh, God. They're getting it together. Amos 9:15, God said, I will plant them upon their land. Hear me. And they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord. They're not coming out anymore. No matter who it may be. No foreign oppressor is going to drive Israel out anymore. They're there. Luke 21:24 said, Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now you hear this, preacher. Israel is stirring tonight. The church is going to have to leave here. Have you had your resurrection? Are you born to the water and born to the Spirit? Are you dead in dry formality? Is your spirituality decayed? How long has it been since you felt the breath of the Spirit of God? Are you being bleached by ritualism and formalism and men's ideologies? Oh God! Oh God! Are the false hopes of politicians soothing your wounded conscience? You need a resurrection. Hear me now. As far as the Bible's concerned, the church could leave here at any time. I want to tell you something else. You ever read the account in Genesis 7:10? It was 7 days after Noah went in the ark before the flood came. The door had already been shut, and yet it was 7 more days. Dispensations often overlap. We're on extended mercy tonight. I'm no date setter, no clock puncher. I don't know the hour. But he's coming. He's coming. Israel is slumbering, but she's also coming alive. And there you sit. If I were you tonight, I'd say, preacher, preach me the word. I need a touch of the Holy Ghost. If I was you, and I was a teacher in this church, a leader of any assortment in this church, if I was you, I'd beat it to this altar tonight. And I'd say, I need a touch from God. I'd say, God, I don't want to be like a dry bone. Touch me with your Spirit tonight, right now. Stand with me in Jesus' name. I'm asking you to raise your hands and praise the Lord. Please, I want to sing, He Touched Me, and oh, the joy that flooded my soul. Raise your hand out and lay it on somebody, and let's sing this together.
He touched me.
Sing it to them.
Oh, He touched me.
Sing it tonight.